Okay, we're recording. You have to do the beep yourself now, because audio boot doesn't do the beep. So I just want to give a bit of an update. Let's move out the way of the kettle. I just want to give you a bit of an update on the baby squirrel. So thanks very much to Claire Randall, who tweeted us some links. My wife read them. Oh, we've all got to do a campaign where we've got to try and get my wife on the audio boo. Why is the dog? What? What? The squirrel has gone, Molly. Okay, got to try and get my missus on audio boo, okay? So just bombard Sarah J Hubbock on Twitter with, you know, just order her to go on audio boo. She's got an account. I made it for her a while ago. Anyway, squirrel update. So the long and the short of it is nobody's really going to rescue the squirrel, really. There is a rescue thing, but it's just not worth it in the grand scheme of things. Grey squirrels are seen to be naughty and the evil of squirrelness. And so what we did was, it very much came back to life. I came home there and it was scampering about in the cat travel box. So I just took it over to the trees opposite my house. I put it on the ground initially because it wouldn't leave the box in the tree. And it scampered out the box, and then my dog tried to run after it thinking it was a ball and then grabbing it. So dog gets kicked in the head. Yes, you, Molly, naughty dog. Say naughty. Say naughty. Okay, nobody say naughty then. Put it up in a tree and it climbed up quite effectively. You know, it's got a really limp wrist. You know, limp limb. But it climbed up about 5 or 6 metres and it just sat there watching me. It gave us a little wink and a wave and it said thank you very much, and now the little squirrel's on its way. Probably to come back as the evil squirrel with some kind of deformed, twisted claw from its break. Only come back to get me.